Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and I've got such an awesome guest in the studio today. He is such an inspiration. I just spoke at his amazing mastermind. His masterminds are like world renowned. He does them in like every state all the time. His masterminds are top level. He is a powerful entrepreneur. He's someone that I personally love to hang out with, and I laugh a lot with, clearly. Welcome to the show, Greg Kimball.
And thank you. I'll tell you, you are an absolute force of nature, and watching you, just talking with you on the phone was just, it literally lit my soul on fire. I love the people when you get on the phone, and like, and it's funny because you have this like kind of soft presence, and you kind of go into this soft tone, and then you're just like, bam, here's all the emotion, here's my energy, let's plug in, let's do this. And I knew at that moment when we were talking, I said, oh man, this is going to be good. And that wasn't even the beginning of it, because good does not do it justice. When you came in and you showed out for the people, you served the people, you hugged on the people, you loved on the people, you transformed them. And it was so funny. You know, one of my business partners, her name's Rebecca. She's in the studio with us now, but she came up behind me as you were doing the 6 minute thing at the end, and she just comes up behind me and she goes, "She's a fucking powerhouse." And that's like literally the best way to describe you. So just the fact that I get to hang out with you and jam with you and create with you and build with you, see what we can do together, it really is an honor. And just watching you come in, one of my favorite phrases is moved people move people. Mm. And you are such a moved person. When you walk into the room, your energy and your presence, like you're a great speaker, but you don't even have to say a word. You can just come in and stand in a room and everyone's just going to be like, ooh, I felt that. I felt that. Natasha's here. Natasha is absolutely in the building. So it's just an absolute pleasure.
You are so wonderful. I love that. And my God, just to like give it back to you as well, you are one of the most amazing transformational coaches that I have ever met. I witnessed firsthand you doing an intervention like they do in the big Tony Robbins events. You did that same thing over and over and over. And I witnessed this really powerful one where you were with this guy and he was looking in the mirror and he cried the minute you sat next to him. Mm-hmm. Your presence came over to him. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And that is something very unique. Yeah. Most men don't have the honesty to be able to go and do that, the vulnerability. But you know, I really thought that was one of the most moving things I've ever seen from a coach.
So oh wow, thank you so
much.
It
was so powerful, and I'm so happy I got to witness that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you're passionate about right now.
So I'm really passionate about the human experience, the human interactions. And that's why, you know, we used to actually only do about 3 events a year.
Really?
Because I just, you know, it's a lot of work. I have all my own stuff. So the video wall, the trussing, all the lights that you saw in there is our van, our trailer. We travel with all of that stuff all the time. So we can do an event at a moment's notice, literally anywhere.
Wow.
And it's because I want to control the experience. The experience is incredibly important to me. I need to be able to change the lights at a moment's notice, the music at a moment's notice. I have to be able to be tactical with everything that is happening in the environment so that people can really feel that. There's 3 ways. You have the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic, and I have to control all of them to really move people. And what we realize, because of AI, we're trying to automate love, we're trying to automate compassion, we're trying to automate caring, and therefore the human experience is more important now than it's ever been in human history.
Right.
So I have to be doing more events, not less events. I have to get out there more, not just the Zoom calls, not just that. I've got to travel to a city near you. shameless plug. I've got to travel and I've got to move.
Yeah.
So it's not just moved people move people. So if I'm a moved human, I'm going to move the humans. I have to be a human that moves.
Mm.
So I've got to go to the thing. So if you have an opportunity to say, come to one of my events or come see her live, because I'm telling you, whatever you watch on YouTube with Natasha is literally just not, it doesn't do it justice. You gotta feel what she's doing, feel the energy, feel the presence, feel what's going on, because it's just a different experience. Mm-hmm. And you have to, and then at the end, the way that, like, one of the things that I loved that happened is the way that you took time at the end to take pictures, literally with every single person. Not like, I've only got like 5 minutes. And it was funny because we're trying to be respectful of everyone's time and everything. And we're just like, hey, like, if you want us to shuffle these people through so that, because you have somewhere to go, we want to be respectful of your time. Like, we can tell them, don't try to talk to Natasha. Just get your picture, get your that. And it wasn't them. It was you.
Yeah.
You were like, tell me more about you. Where's the first time you saw me? And then like the big hugs and the honest hugs and the real hugs. That doesn't happen on Zoom. And you were able to move a bunch of things around for me, and you were able to say, hey, look, something's telling me to go serve this mastermind, meet this person. So you moved, then you were moved, and now we've got hundreds of people that are moved. Mm-hmm. And then all of those hundreds of people are sharing clips of you that are sharing, thousands of people are getting moved, all because you made a decision to just say, hey, look, yeah, I'm going to cancel this. I've got your back, Greg. Let's go give them a freaking experience. And that last day was just unbelievable.
I know, I heard.
So good.
Everyone said, they said it was the vibe of me, you,
and Tim Story. Tim.
So good. On that final day, they were like, the triple thing was wild.
And
they
it
were
just like, stacked yeah, so well. Yeah,
I know. You're amazing at putting that together, though. Yeah. Like, I have your back. I will come to any one of your things because I see it firsthand. And your people are back to back at your masterminds because they're like, we're creating our own one with him. Yeah. We're doing this with him. We're doing that because they understand the power of your mastermind compared to any other thing. And I'll tell you what it was, which I really experienced. It's more like a immersive show.
Yeah.
It's like an immersive experience mm-hmm. where you go in one way and you come out another.
100%.
And it's not like sitting down at desk taking notes or in someone's house chilling. There are beautiful things like that happen too. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but this is like, I mean, it's like being on stage. They're on the stage with you and they're up close and personal. And some of the comments I had were like, I can't believe I'm literally 5 feet from Natasha.
Yeah.
They felt that.
Oh, yeah.
You create such a powerful environment. So listen, I'm going to plug it firsthand. If any of you do have the chance to go to a mastermind, Greg hosts the most incredible masterminds I've ever experienced. And I'm going to put the link below so you guys can, I know we've got loads of you from different cities out there today. And if you really, you feel like, you know what, I want a community. Let's talk about community for a minute.
Yeah.
What is the power of community to you?
So I think, I invented this thing called the infinity model. So I think everyone starts in personal. This is mm-hmm. the lens in which we see mm-hmm. things. And then that's how you're going to make money. It leads into your professional environment, your mm-hmm. professional, how you make money, how, you know, you do work, everything, you know, unfortunately, professional becomes a lot of our identity. Mm-hmm. Then that moves up to vitality. If you look at etymology, the study of language, vitality means the energy behind our life force. Mm-hmm. So now the energy behind your life force, that's going to be what you attract mm-hmm. because there's a certain energy you get off, mm-hmm. give off. So the vitality, personal, into professional, mm-hmm. up to vitality, mm-hmm. is going to come down into community. Mm-hmm. So the energy that I'm putting off in my life force is going to then attract my community. So a lot of people, when they say, oh, do you believe in the power of, you know, or the law of attraction, which I know we've got this up, so it just ties in beautifully. I believe in it unbelievably so, because it's all about what you focus on. So for instance, if you worry is the highest degree and the highest form of focus. Mm. So if you worry, that's like praying for your problems to come true. Because mm. worry just comes completely through your body. You think about it, it's all consuming. And then you're going to attract doubt. You're going to attract second guessing. You're going to attract all of the crap and all the crap people. So then that becomes your community. And then what happens, because it comes back up into the infinity model. So what happens is you attract these people who are doubting you, second guessing you, and then that becomes your personal belief system. Then it trickles back down to your professional. So then you start not doing good at work. Then you attract even worse people and it just keeps flowing. But if we can just choose to say, look, I've got this energy of I have to, like, I'm going to die for this life. Like, are you living a life worth dying for? And so the thing is if you, there's no way you get out of this world alive. So you might as well live a life worth dying for. I'm going to choose a happy life. I'm going to choose to play full out. I'm going to choose to take a chance on coaching, to take a chance on the conference, to take a chance on moving. And you're going to start attracting different people. That's why it's really easy for you and I to hop on a phone for 5 minutes and we're like, this is my people. Like, we have a similar attraction. We got a similar vibration. And I'm like, I have no idea what we're going to do together, but quite frankly, I don't care because great people go great places. So if Natasha's by my side, I know I'm going to win. If Greg's by your side, you're going to win. So let's just make sure that we engineer moments where we're going to be by each other's side more so that we go win more. We can show people what it looks like, and we can be the example instead of the warning. And so if you come to me with the doubt and the worry and the shame and the guilt, I just don't speak that language anymore. You're not part of my community. You're literally speaking a foreign language.
It's a foreign frequency.
Exactly right.
It's like, well, you're a wordsmith too, and I love that. I feel that. I'm like, damn, when I sit with a wordsmith, I know that we can vibe.
Yes.
There is a frequency of everything. Love is a frequency.
Absolutely.
Happiness is a frequency. Mm-hmm. Being boring and mundane, lonely, depressed is a frequency.
For sure.
Pick your frequency.
Oh, I love that. Pick your frequency.
Where do you want to be?
Come on, let's tune in, babe. Let's tune in.
When I tune in, I go, I'm going to listen to country music today. I'm going to listen to the country music. It's going to turn up onto that frequency. Yep. But if I decide, you know what? I'm just going to go down a notch. Boom.
Yep. Static.
Because you've tuned out of the right frequency. It's, you wonder why people are successful, attract more successful people to them. Why do billionaires hang out with billionaires? You attract what you are, not what you want.
Yeah.
You attract to you the things that you believe you are. So even if I'm not a billionaire, I assure you I hang out with billionaires.
For sure.
Because I play on that playing field, that frequency of high energy. I don't go in worrying. I don't go in, hey, I feel really like, could you help me with this? No, I go in with value. How can I help you?
Yeah.
What can I do to add value to law? You have money, you have this, you have that. Maybe I could bring my community to you. Yeah. How do you add value to people? That's a really great point. Like, how do you teach people to go into business and add value to other people's lives?
I think the biggest thing is you have to be able to look in the mirror and see value before you can bring value.
Mm.
And so if you can wake up and you can look in the mirror and you can be like, damn, I'm valuable. Like, I know I'm going to walk into this room. And one of the things that, you know, I used to have this thing, I would give people like two separate things. I said, look, my businesses, I have two rules. Number one, I want to try to outcare everyone in the room. I want to make sure, like, if you care for me, I want to try to outcare you. Imagine if you have all your business partners are just like, literally, I want to outcare you. You will never outcare me. That's just who I am.
Wow.
And then the other thing is I always want to make all my business partners, my friends, anyone in my life, I want to make them say the word wow constantly.
Well, I do when I'm around you.
Yeah. So I tell people, they say, hey, Greg, what is your job? What do you do for a living? And I'll tell people, look, I'm the fucking wow factor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show up. I'm going to bring the wow. I'm going to change your life. And I'm going to be looking at you. Because if you speak your dreams, you say your dreams out loud to me, and I care about you, my number one mission, because I want to out care and I want to bring the wow factor, my number one mission, if you're in my orbit, is I want to make your dreams come true.
Wow, I said it.
Yeah.
Is that a trick? Does he do a magician? Does he do it on purpose? No, but for real, like, that's how I want to feel. Yes. I want to feel elevated in your presence.
Yep.
The truth is, as a human being, you're not a human being. You're a human doing unless you leave people feeling elevated in your presence.
Amen.
If I'm sitting around you and you do not leave my presence feeling elevated, I did not do a good job as a human being.
Exactly.
I want to leave people's presence feeling elevated. That's how I know. Yeah, I got a friend. I got a real friend there.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that doesn't make me feel elevated, I'm like, next.
I don't want you in my life.
Next. Literally, I don't want that around me. It doesn't matter whether it's a relationship for me, doesn't matter if it's business, anything that is a lower frequency than where I'm at, it can't be around me. So I had a friend. And it's really interesting. I won't say the friend's name because she'll be listening to this. And she loves to be around me. Uh-huh. When we first met a few years back, I couldn't be around her.
Mm.
And I would tell her, look, sweetie, she called me, hey, I need this, I need your advice. I'd be like, let's chat soon. I push it. Because I'm dealing with my own fucking chaos. I'm
Amen.
Shit stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to build another school in Guatemala for the children. I can't deal with your problem over the fucking man or the last man or the next man. That does not work for me.
Exactly.
I need to be handling shit on a higher level. So do business with me, then you'll see me.
Yeah.
Or come in and hang out with my kids.
Yeah.
If you come on one of the angles, I'll see you.
Yeah.
I don't even have time for friends these days. I explain it. My friends are the people I do business with.
Yeah.
So you and I would be great friends.
Exactly right, girl.
Dear friendships are the people I work with.
Yeah.
Because together we change lives.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people. It's funny. It's come up with several different people in my life recently, and they're kind of new to entrepreneurship. Oh. And they'll say things like, you know, I can't mix business with like friendship or all of these things. And I'll literally say that's the only way I do it. If I don't turn my entrepreneurship off. It's never fucking turned off.
Right.
So therefore, if we're ever going to be friends, I'm still doing business. And, yes. and we got to play in that fucking sandbox together.
Love
that. That just has to happen. And if you're telling me, oh, well, if we're in this, we got to turn off your entrepreneur side. I can't. No. It doesn't turn off. It's never going there. And then I can't turn off being someone's friend. So therefore, it has to be one.
I know.
And that's the thing. You know, one of the things that we talk about all the time, the fastest you can, because a lot of people get selfish. They don't realize, like, collaborations, mm-hmm. like what you and I are building and different things. That's where all the exponential growth in your life is made. The problem is everyone goes, well, I did this. It's a me thing. It's a me thing. The faster you can turn the me thing into a we thing is when you fucking win.
Agree.
And so it's just like, yeah, I want Natasha on my team. Why wouldn't I? Mm. If you don't want Natasha on your team, you're fucking up. That's just the way that works. So the thing is I want my thing. If I meet someone at the same frequency.
Yes.
It has to become a we thing or it's not going to work.
Agree.
Because if you're trying to promote something, push something, change something, go to the next level on something, you need help with something, you're doing, whether it's a course or a conference or you're traveling, whatever it is, you got to know that you've got people that have your back and that want to support you. And then when you win, because you don't fucking lose, they're going to clap.
Yes.
You got to pay attention to the people who don't clap when you win.
Oh, God, I got rid of an ex because of that.
You got to do that.
I looked in the room and I was like, guess what? I'm going to be judging this Miss USA.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to be a judge on Miss USA on the CW network. And the person I was with at the time was like, I got to go and do something with the kids or something. I was like,
How about fucking,
that's dope. It was the biggest moment where I went, oh my God. Like, I felt in my stomach, I was like, this person just doesn't support me. I was really heartbroken from that. Yeah. It made me realize how much you have to be around people that clap for you.
Like, I tell people, like one of the things that makes great friendships, that make great relationships, that make great business partners, mentorships, is the people in your life that you give a fuck about, that you really care mm-hmm. about, that you love, mm-hmm. you need to be their biggest fan.
Agree.
So it's just like, if Natasha's going to put something out, I'm going to be the biggest fucking cheerleader.
Love
that. Well, why would I do that? Because I care about her, I believe in her, and if you're going to go anywhere, especially if I can't serve someone, if you're going to go anywhere, I need you to go somewhere that I trust.
Right.
And I love the word trust because I put a different definition on it. I say trust is nothing more than giving someone the power to hurt you. Mm. That's like the deepest form of vulnerability.
Wow.
And so if I'm going to trust you, well, I'm trusting you with my stage. I'm trusting you with so many of those people have paid me hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, my top end product is $180,000. Cheapest product, $3,000. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting you in front of all the most important people in my business, and I know that they're safe. Mm-hmm. I know that you're going, it's my job to put people like you in front of my favorite mm-hmm. people. Why? Because I trust you. Mm-hmm. But you can easily go up there and just be like, just lay an egg. Fuck Greg, I don't like him, just come over here. All these things that we've seen other people do when they get on people's stages. But like, that there was something magical that happened when it was you and then Tim and then me, and there was this galvanization process and this synergy and this thing that happened where everything locked in and we're like, yep, I'm at the right place, I'm at the right time, and we just altered the trajectory of every single person's life in this room.
I felt that. Talking about things you're amazing at, you help entrepreneurs scale.
Yes.
I would love to lean into that. Yeah. You are actually, can we talk about
yeah,
the...
absolutely.
Okay, so at every event, Greg does a wow factor.
Wow moment. We've got to make sure that we wow the audience.
And they did something really awesome at this one with this lovely girl.
Yeah.
Tell us the wow moment that you're going to be doing for her.
So I got pulled into a conversation. She was talking to one of my lead coaches. We call them Infinity Coaches. And she's talking to him.
In the yellow?
He was wearing yellow, one of them. This time he was wearing... His name's Bernard. He's actually the guy that I did the tactical transformation on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Whoa, he needed his own shift, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. So...
Your team is fire. I love it.
They're so great. So he was talking to her, and she's kind of going back and forth, and she's really fighting him on a bunch of, like... her numbers and the specifics and this, that, and the other. And he's not really, like, mm-hmm. breaking through quite yet. And so I'm, like, walking by, and Bernard grabs me, and he goes, okay, if you can't hear it from me, try hearing it from this guy. And so, like, I break down her whole business in, like, 5 minutes.
Which is what you're known for.
Exactly.
Because you go into companies and you assess exactly what the fuck they're lacking.
Exactly.
And in a minute, you're going to tell us the 50K story because that's really funny.
I'm perfect.
But tell us about this one first. You guys have to hear this one.
So I break down her business and I say, okay, like, and so she says, well, my high ticket offer is just not really firing. And my high ticket offer, she keeps saying this high ticket thing. And I go, okay, I probably need to calibrate with you a little bit because my version of high ticket and your version of high ticket are probably two different numbers.
Yeah, some people say like their high ticket's like 15K. I'm like, that's my, if
any. No, her high ticket was $600.
What? Wait, I'm so confused. I don't even have an entry point for that.
No.
Three is my lowest. And then my highest is like 250.
Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, so my high ticket was 180. And when I said 180 to her, she's like, 180, like, what's 180? I said, that product. That's
180,000.
Yeah, 180,000.
Yes, yeah, not $180. Yeah. Her high ticket was 600. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
No, she needs you.
I know. And so I'm helping her understand. I say, okay, this is the way we're going to break it down. This is what you need. And the great thing about her is she's got a great brand. She's been doing it since 2014. She's got But the problem is she goes to these conferences and they keep telling her, get surgery, get surgery, get surgery.
What?
Well, not surgery like traditional surgery. It's if you talk to a surgeon, they're always going to want to perform surgery. So blow up your business, get my 10-step program. I said, Noelle, what you need is you need a chiropractor. You need an actual plan and you need this.
Yep.
You just need some tweaks here and there. So what we did is the wow moment is we're going to take your business over a year and we're going to make her $1 million and we're going to document the process. We're going to document the process and then we're going to give it out. And then she'll, like, literally, if you make someone $1 million, it's really easy to have them as a raving fan. So then she's going to run around and say, you got to go to this event. You got to this, you got to. It's really easy. We spend time with a cool person. We help someone. We give a wow moment to our community. We document the process and then everyone gets to be a part of the experience.
I love that you're doing this. It means that every event, somebody in that room of intimate entrepreneurs right there, somebody is going to get a wow factor.
Their life 1,000,000% changed. And that's the thing. And so we always make sure we're talking to the right person because if she didn't have at least an established business and an understanding and discipline,
yes,
it's very difficult. All I'm dealing with is scaling. If all I have to do is scale a company, I can scale it to whatever the market capacity can hold.
Give us your top three tips on scaling. Obviously, people are going to want to book in for coaching with you. So what do you, you're obviously not going to give your magic sauce, but you are going to tell us like, you know, something around like, how do you scale? Someone listening today has absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
By the way, just so you know, I also had a coach who helped me scale. And if I'd known you, it would have been you. Because I know how good you are. And then when you tell us about the 50K story and then tell us the three things that you would do to scale.
So the number one thing that I think people, they don't understand the idea of value. And, you know, I was actually having this conversation with someone. So in our mastermind, it's actually really inexpensive mastermind for what you get. It's only $33,000.
It's my favorite number.
It's my favorite number.
What?
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
I think so. There's lots of room for activities.
$33 is your number?
Yeah, 33
is a great number. You should 100% join it. Now you do get a lot for that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, for what you get, it really, and Dan, our mutual friend Dan Fleischman, he's been telling me, he's like, dude, you need to stop with the 33. Like, at a minimum, you got to make it 133. Like, because what you're giving them, like, no other mastermind in the world gets or gives. And so anyway, the big thing that people do is they don't understand the difference between price and they don't understand what value is. And mm-hmm. I was arguing with someone back and forth one day about, hey, they're saying, well, why is it 33 and where does the money go? And all this stuff. They're just like hammering me on it. And I said, okay, let me ask you this. What kind of shoes do you have on? And they said, what do you mean? Like, you can see I have Nikes on. And they kind of said it like they're proud of them. I said, okay, how much were those shoes? He said, well, I don't know, $200. I said, okay, cool. When you were buying them from Foot Locker, did you look at them and you say, okay, well, give me the price breakdown of how much, what goes where, how much goes to Nike, how much goes to...
No,
you saw value because you think that Nike is cool. Mm. So therefore, you think your cool shoes have more value than my mastermind, which means I'm going to teach you a $17,000 lesson now. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you're no longer allowed to join at 33. you're joining at 50 if you want to do it. He says, I'm not going to do that. I wasn't going to join at 33. I said, that's fine, because it's not 33 anymore. It's 50 now, because until you can see the value that I'm bringing to the table, you don't even belong in this group. And he goes, well, what do you mean? So we have this conversation, and he gets super pissed. He storms out of the freaking thing for about 2 hours. He calls me back, and he goes, where do I wire the $50,000? Because I know my value. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things is I'm not going to talk people into their own future. I refuse to do it. So if you say, Greg, sell me on why you're this, that, and the other. No. You can see the value. You can see the people. You can see what we're bringing to the table. And if you can't see it, you're not ready. Mm. So I know I'm valuable. And if you want to play in my sandbox, dude, I'm going to change your life. If you don't want to play in my sandbox, or you need me to talk you into getting into this sandbox. No, right. My sandbox is a privilege. It's right. An honor. If you right. want in here, yes, you got to pay to play. It just is what it is.
Yeah, 100%.
But the thing that we can do is, if you're going to scale, you've got to consolidate what I, like, go from a light bulb to a laser in what your value is. So many people, when you say, hey, I want to charge $100,000, they're like, I've got to add this and 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 this. And so then people go, okay, well, I added 10 things. They really only wanted the 2 things. So now they think they're overpaying by a factor of 8. Mm. What you need to do is consolidate, and you go into this order, and this is the best thing I can give any entrepreneur. Learn this: access, priority, service. People don't actually care about the services. So don't give the 10 feature benefits. Don't give the 20 things that you get with the mastermind. No, like, for instance, Natasha, you get access to Natasha. That's all you actually need to know to say yes to the product. If she has a product that says, hey, you get access to me, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you scale. I'm going to help you do this. Then she knows that you get access to her. She can prioritize her time. She can prioritize you. So the next is access, priority. And then when she actually has enough conversations with you and she can prioritize you, now we can figure out what service you actually need. Mm. Like, it's not a hairbrush. Mm. Everyone's a little different. Entrepreneurs are different. Entrepreneurs need access to the right people. Mm-hmm. And they need to be able to be prioritized. Well, that comes with paying a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. Paying attention, doing the work, showing up.
Pay attention.
Hell yeah.
The truth is, if you gave a free space to your mastermind, same with my coaching, when I teach them how to become the number one
authority
in their field, they don't even fucking show up.
Yep.
I will never, ever, ever give it out again for free since I learned that one time.
Yeah.
I was shell-shocked.
You're actually doing them a disservice by making it.
They don't show up.
They won't.
Or they, like, they don't put in, they forget, I'll come back to it. No, when you
Because you made yourself too accessible. Mm-hmm. But if you say, no, like, for instance, like, now she's going to be $1 million a month. Okay, well, man, like, you're going to pay attention to $1 million a month. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you get enough people in that bucket. Okay, $10 million a month. Let's just go as high as we can. Because I want to make sure that I'm laser focused on the people that I'm ready to serve. Mm-hmm. But it has to be access, priority, service. That's why, like, one of the biggest things that I did is I actually joined a country club. And when I was getting my feet wet and trying to figure out how to go to the next level, I had to be around the right people.
Of course.
And now the country club, I belong to Boulder Country Club, and it's $90,000 to join, and they're on a 17-year waiting list. So all the people that I talk to are like the Google executives, the Apple executives, the IBM executives, everyone is like people who like literally invented the internet and like these high mogul, like that's it, at any given time, because it's a private club, if I go out there on the golf course, that's who I'm golfing with. Mm. Of course I'm going to do some business.
Of course.
Because I'm around the right people. I have access to the right people. They can prioritize me, mm-hmm. and then I can give them services that I know are going to change them.
That's like being in the mastermind. Another thing.
Exactly right.
Your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
Who are you around every day? If you're on your day-to-day job, your day-to-day life, and you're not going into communities where you're going to meet your next investor, your mm-hmm. next business partner, your next coach, your next something, you are never going to better your life, because if you always did what you always did, you always get what you always got.
Exactly right.
You don't move out of that space. You yep. like get stuck in that space. You're like, oh my God. Okay, tell us about the 50K thing.
Okay.
Such a great story.
So I was working for American Express, and
you worked for American Express?
Well, I mean, as a consultant.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you name it. Like, there was one time I had to go down and help Mercedes save a franchise, and we had to do $400,000 in 2 days, or they were going to lose their franchise. And so they called me in, and I helped them do $4 million. And so after we made $4 million, they gave me a $250,000 car to drive home. It was really cool. They're like, hey, cancel your plane tickets. And the funny thing is,
that is such a great gift.
Well, the hilarious thing is it's not the only time it's ever happened. Actually, the last time I was speaking at a mastermind with and my assistant was here for that. They gave me another $250,000 car. They said, hey, cancel your plane tickets. We need you to drive this thing home. And it was an apocalypse, like crazy huge Jeep, six wheel crazy thing. So it's like,
I love that.
But it's the energy that I'm putting out there when they're saying, hey, like, I'm tuned into a frequency that apparently gets you free cars. I don't know. I like this frequency. I'm going to stay on this frequency.
Well, you're fucking successful. You make them make money. Everybody wants to work with someone who makes some money.
Exactly right.
So what happened here in this company? So you go into...
So I go into Amex, and so they paid me $50,000, and I'm supposed to be there for 2 days. And I immediately see what happened. They said, we just got done hiring this consultant firm, huge firm. And our numbers have done nothing but go down. And I was just like, okay, like I can come in and see it. I don't know what's happened. They were there for like 2 months doing all of this, like scaffolding and tearing the company apart. And I'm like, I don't know how long it's going to take me. I don't know if 2 days is going to be enough time. They're like, well, like, see if you can give us some kind of report, like point us in the right direction. You know, $50,000, come in, do this. I say, okay. So I come in. And I'm reading the reports. I'm looking at the things from the old thing. I said, okay. And I figured out what it was in about 90 minutes. And so I had to look at them. And I said, okay, here's the thing. Because I know that the way that you guys audit time and all of these things, a couple things are going to happen. Do you want me to just play like I'm doing a bunch of shit for the next 2 days? And or do you want me to just answer it now? If I answer it now, I still need the whole $50,000. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But if you need me to play like I did a bunch of stuff for the optics, for the, you know, the pencil pushers, I'll just like tear things apart and interview like employees and do all the things and then give you the answer. And they're like, great, if you can tell us what happened, we will gladly give you the money. We'll wire it literally right now because we need to get this done. Like, we've got to figure out what happened. I said, okay, that's fine. They said, but since you're already here, would you be willing to stay? If we paid you another $50,000, would you be willing to stay? Would you be willing to stay if for the 2 days to help us take the next steps on whatever it is that happened? And I said, sure. But the same rules apply. If I can answer it in like 30 minutes, 10 seconds, 4 hours, whatever it is, right when I answer the question, you got to wire the money. And they're like, deal. This is easy because like we're literally losing hundreds of thousands of dollars like an hour without having this information. I said, okay. I said, go get me a seating chart of all of the cubicles and everyone that's working in the thing. And so I said, write down all of your high performers. And so they write them down. I go, write down who you fired from the last company. So they wrote them down. And I said, okay, look at what happened. And they go, what do you mean what happened? Who they fired were the people sitting in between the pockets of the high performers. So if you'd have five high performers here, mm-hmm. you had one person here who was technically by their metrics a low performer. But this person was the person getting coffee, saying I love you, saying good job, going and grabbing lunch. So this person in the middle of these pockets of high performers were making them high performers. Now all of a sudden, this team isn't working as a team because this person gets up and goes and grabs their bagels. This person goes and gets the coffee.
They're wasting time doing a job that somebody else
was just taking care of their team.
Right.
And they're like, oh my God. And so they went and they talked to the people really quick. And they're like, is this what's going on? And they're like, totally. Like, number one, we miss our friend. They were part of our team. They might not have been on the phone and selling and doing all the different things that they needed to do. But they're what made us a team. And so they come back and they're like, dude, Greg, like, we would have never seen that. And I think it's just I connect dots that most people can't.
That's amazing.
And so they're like, okay, like literally they give me the wire confirmation. They're like, we wired the money. Like, thank you so much. And they're like, okay, so a deal's a deal. Will you stay and help us fix it? And I can't believe they didn't see this. This is why you can't get too bureaucratic. And I said, absolutely. But I looked at them, I'm like, are you serious? They're like, yeah, we'll wire another $50,000 if you could help us solve this problem. I said, okay, hire them back. Here's my wiring information. And they wired me $50,000. They hired them back. I made $100,000 in about, I don't know, 2.5 hours. And then I flew home and slept in my bed the same night.
What the actual fudge? That is so unbelievably good.
It's so fun, yeah.
So literally, like, for you going in, so you just see it.
Yeah, I just see it. It's like seeing the Matrix.
So do you use paid ads and stuff like that to scale?
Well... For outside companies, absolutely. I think paid ads are critically important for certain models. Mm-hmm. Me personally, for my personal businesses, I have never run a paid ad in my life.
What?
Yeah.
Just from...
And that's the kind of community I have.
Just from organic?
Just word of mouth.
Okay, the word of mouth is so strong. I mean, the fact that you're able to enhance people's lives and meet that many people, I am so blown away. Because I know masterminds of people, and I can literally think of guys who have sat on this show who have had amazing masterminds that they sell all year round, and they have paid ads going to it. That's how they bring in every single person at 10K.
So check this
out. It's like a smaller
thing. Since 2017... we have had less than 10 people leave our mastermind.
That's so impressive.
So, yeah, we don't have a churn rate. We build real relationships. And I think that's the biggest thing. I'm incredibly good at building a depth in a relationship that has roots. And if you have roots, when the storms come, the tree can bend instead of break, because it's going to hold on to something firm. And you have to be able to cultivate those friendships, run maintenance on those friendships, love on those friendships. And that's the biggest thing is who's in your life that you know that when, because it's life, it's coming. When the storm comes, who can you call? And who is going to answer the phone? Who's going to get in the foxhole with you? Who's going to fight? When you have that 911 call, who answers it? And when you have people like you and I, we've got big lives, which means we've got big problems, and we don't have normal problems. Let's just put it that way. So when we call someone, it takes a special kind of person to carry that weight. Like I always tell people, like people like you and I, when we call for help, we're heavy because we got a lot of weight behind our life. We're coaching other people's lives. We're building businesses. We're speaking life into people. We have these concepts, and then it doesn't absolve us of the fact that we've got our own shit. We still got to get laundry done. We still got to make sure that we are okay. We've still got to figure out how do we take our steps. Mm-hmm. And when you have the weight of a normal life, but then that when our lives, people like you and I, are also the people playing air traffic controller for hundreds and thousands of other lives, that's a weight to bear when you get the phone call, when you get the friend to say, hey, I need help. It's hard to be able to be that friend sometimes. And I think that we have to cultivate an example of what it looks like to show up for people in the world. And you know, very simply, kind of like what Jason drove, you know, 4 hours to come to my event. And then he knows you because a girl in the audience was talking about, oh my God, it would be crazy if she was here, but she said her dreams out loud. And then Jason's boy heard. And then so he calls, then he puts us into connection, and then all of a sudden you're like, hell yeah, I'm going to be there for that person. This person that you didn't even know existed, but right when you heard the story, you're like, yeah, I'm showing up. And then we talk, and you're like, yeah, I've got your back. Greg, I want to blow these people's minds. And you did. Just I'll co-sign for you all day, girl. So I'm telling you, you show up in a way that's so powerful, but also vulnerable. It's one of the things that I say is you've got to pay attention to the people that have the soft front but the strong spine. So you've got a very soft front where you're like, yeah, I've got your back, I'll hug you. Mm-hmm. But you've got such a strong spine to where you're like, yeah, I can fucking withstand anything. Mm-hmm. You got to really pay attention to the people who got the strong front but the soft spine. Because they're a fucking egg. They just crack on you and it's messy. Get the messy shit away from me. I don't want those people in my life. So you got a strong front and I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's usually the people that have that soft front that have the strongest spines. Mm-hmm. The people who have the strongest front usually have the weakest spines. You got to pay attention to those people because they're messy.
So messy. Stay away from those frequencies. It comes back to the same thing.
Exactly. Tune out.
Yeah.
Tune out.
Pick your frequency. Those are foreign frequencies you don't want. You see it, you're like, nah.
That's going
to bring me down.
Unsubscribe. I'm good.
The five people you spend time with, you don't want to be around those kind of energies. Exactly. They don't serve you. They don't work in your environment, in your community, and they definitely don't lift you up.
No.
Okay, give me your top three morning rituals, the things that you do every single day that allow you to show up as this, like your physique, your masculinity combined with the way the feminine, like you have it all packaged and then you make a hell of a lot of money. How do you show up like this? What are the three things that you do every day?
The three things that I do every day, I'd say first and foremost is you've got to allow yourself to have something that is for yourself. Mm. And what I mean by that, for instance, you know, I grew up, I signed to Capitol Records, so I'm a singer. So I have to have music in my
life. Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
I'll send you some of my music. Yeah.
I love music.
I'll send you some of the stuff of me singing. So I have to have like some sort of music going, because the music kind of like I always told people that, you know, music is really good for two things. It's good for telling a story or shaking your ass. And so like in the morning, I usually want to kind of get something going. So like out of there, like I've got this little JBL speaker that I
me too. Yeah, my little thing.
Yeah. So I'll put music on that, brushing my teeth, because it just adds like a little bit of movement into my life. And so I think movement is incredibly important of any kind. So like, and music is such a good way to do it, because it lifts you up and it kind of gets you like into this like rhythm. And that's personal for me. Everyone's got their own music. It could be, hey, I've got to spend some time in meditation. I've got to spend some time in prayer. You know, I've got to spend some time with, you know, I already, like the first day in the hotel, I already had them knocking at my door at like 7 o'clock in the morning saying, turn that shit down. Cause I was in the shower just fucking vibing out, you know?
How I do it. That is so crazy. I literally turn it up full blast.
Yeah.
I do that in the car. I do it in the shower. I love that.
I gotta feel it. The second thing is I really believe in setting intention. Mm-hmm. And so I'll usually try to find some sort of word of like the word of the day. Like, what is it? Is it going to be focused? Is it going to be learning? Is it going to be like, let's create a random wow factor moment. So I'll have one word that I've got to complete that day. Like, what is my intention? Cause I want to have some sort of North Star guiding light. So what is my intention for that day? And it can happen randomly. So if I say, hey, create the wow factor, you know, we took everybody out to Bubba Gump Shrimp Company at the Santa Monica Pier. Mm-hmm. And on the last day, everyone met there. There's about 25 of us. And I paid for dinner. And everyone chips in $100. And so at the end of it, we tipped the waitress and waiter. We had two of them. We tipped them $3,000.
Wow.
See, there's another wow.
Shit, that was the wow factor. That's a beautiful thing.
So I want to just go through life being an example of what a wow moment can be, mm-hmm. that wow factor can be, because literally anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. You can just decide, hey, I'm going to change someone's life. It doesn't need to be these big, grandiose gestures. It might just be a smile. It might just be a, damn, you look really good. Hey, wow, that looks great on you. Man, have you lost weight? I don't care what it is. But create these moments where people can hang on to and have faith in humanity again. And then honestly, the third one is I'm not missing a workout. Whenever it needs to happen.
You don't have these arms from not working out. That is insane.
So
it was the first thing I saw when I met you. I was like, it looks shredded.
Yeah. So, and that's just something.
Every day?
I am kind of a 7 day a week kind of person, but it's a minimum of 6 days. Like, mm-hmm. I'll take one day off if I've like really kind of pressed hard, but man, I've got like more energy than anyone I know. So I don't ever really need the day off. Like, the day off just kind of sucks. Cause like, I remember there was one time where I was like, you know, hey, I'm going to take a weekend off. Man, that didn't last very long. And then it was, I'm going to take one day off. That didn't last. So I can kind of get to about a half a day off, and then I'm up doing something.
So on your workout, you go in the morning first thing?
Whenever I can. I like, if I could do morning every time, but usually I'm shot out of a cannon and I've got so much to do.
Same.
So it might be midday. I mean, I think my assistant and I, because we travel the country so much, I think we've got like 10 gym memberships, because I don't want to sit there at an hour like signing up for one, because time is really valuable for me. So, you know, we'll just like, hey, whatever one, as long as there's in multiple states and it's not just one, like we'll sign. Like, we've got EOS, we've got Lifetime, we've got Vasa, we've got Planet Fitness, like every one that you can do, because I just want to be able to, where's our nearest gym? Let's just go get it done. And then if we're driving, we'll stop by. Like, on the way here, we were going to Moab before we went to Salt Lake. We stopped at a Planet Fitness in, I don't even know where we were, but it was just a Planet Fitness. And it's just like, okay, we need to be able to make it easy for us to move through life and cultivate that environment so that we can get our responsibilities and our commitments to ourselves done. And I just am not willing to miss a workout. It's just not ever going to happen, not for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be the dude that reverses aging.
Mm, you are. Well, that's what we do through working out, through looking after ourselves, through ingesting good food.
Exactly right.
Nutrition, supplements. I mean, we can talk about biohacking all the time.
Yeah, I love that. I'm
so into it.
My business partner and I just bought a peptide company. So
peptides.
Yeah, we got lots to talk about. There might need to be a part two. There might need to be a part two for sure.
Peptides, I love it. I am like, yeah, I'm like, what am I taking next? Yeah, I love this stuff. I take 36 supplements a day.
Yep.
Like, I literally, and then yesterday I actually paid my housekeeper. I was like, listen, I'm either going to pay you or I'm going to pay someone else $3,000 to bag all of this stuff. It's going to take you 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you're going to, it's the worst of the fucking worst. But you've got to read the thing.
And make sure,
And then I checked at the end. I was like, how many should be in that bag? And I just randomly spot checked a few. Yeah. And it was spot on. I was like... But you can't, when they're all in the bag, you can't tell. Half of them are all brand pills. Yeah. You don't know, like, which one is, like, a, you know? But anyway, God, I could do this all day with you. Tell us what you want to share with our audience for the final few words. Where can they find you and give us a quote that you absolutely love that somebody needs to hear today?
Okay, so where you can find us is thefinalpercent.com. And then on social, just everywhere, it's just at Greg Kimble, GREGKIMBLE.
Amazing. The link is below.
And just, you know, connect and just have fun with it. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, they spend a lot of time kind of playing the wallflower game. Mm-hmm. They're trying to wait for the epiphany. They're trying to wait for all of these things. I think they need to realize, like, people like yourself, people like me, so many of our friends, like, we're humans and we legit, like, we got into this business because we want to help. Like, reach out, have the conversation. Like, we are waiting on you. You should not be waiting. Like, we want to help. We're raising our hands saying, like, we're right here. Let's rock and roll. That's like, I want to help, like, and bad. And I want to
see. And we're not psychic and we don't know if you're thinking it. So you've got to go, hey, touch points. Hit him up in his DM. Yeah. Be like, hey, tell me about the mastermind. Yeah. Even if the link is below, just message him.
Get over here. Yes. Yeah.
So, and he's such a nice guy.
And I think, you know, a quote is, it's not supposed to get easier. You're supposed to get stronger. And so a lot of you wait on the wall. And, you know, I'll attribute this to, you know, working out. The way that you guys are running your life, it's like you want the physique and you want the muscles and you want to get better. But what's happening is you're waiting on the wall for the weights to get lighter. No, the weights are the weights. So, like, for instance, you know, a great story behind this, when this really, really came to fruition, is when I first got to high school, everyone was talking about the 300-pound club, the 300-pound club. Like, I'm a ninth grader, 300-pound. I said, what's the 300-pound club? And they said, it's dudes that can bench press 300 pounds. And I had never really worked out. And I was like, oh, well, shit, I got to go bench press some 300 pounds so I can get some honeys. Like, let's go. So I go into the weight room. I load up 300 pounds. I'm like, I'm just going to knock this out really quick. And I grab the bar. I could not budge the bar, like, not even a little bit. I'm like, wow, 300 pounds is pretty fucking heavy. And so I made it my personal mission. I said, okay, if that's what it takes, if that's, like, what the thing is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to get in the gym. And I am going to be in the 300-pound club. And you know, it took me a while. I didn't get into the 300-pound club until I was in 11th grade. So, it's, you know, it's like years of work and dedication and a lot of food. My mom was not happy about that. Luckily, she could cook. So I was like, more pie, Mom.
Oh, my God.
And so I remember the day that it happened. You know, I grabbed the bar. I press up. Drops to my chest, and I get it up, and I'm like freaking. I jump off, and like all my boys are like throwing me up, and we're just like having so much fun. And it had occurred to me, when did the weights get lighter? They never did. They were always 300 pounds. I got stronger. And so the problems in your life, they're waiting for you to get stronger. The business that you want to start, it's waiting for you to get stronger to make the decision, for you to hire Natasha, to hire me, to come to an event, to come to a mastermind. You got to be strong. And the best way to get strong is to get around other strong people, to watch the form, watch the technique, the dedication, the discipline, the resolve, the perseverance.
Wow.
If you can get around those people, you are going to be someone that you never thought you could be. And you're going to be able to stand next to, like, I mean, imagine, like, remember that, the face on that girl's, like, mm-hmm. the look on that girl's face when she met you. And she's like, and then she came up to me, like, literally bawling her eyes out. She's like, Greg, I cannot believe you made that happen. And that's why, like, before you came up, I was talking to her. I said, I didn't make that happen. You made that happen because you finally said it out loud. You said, look, Natasha has changed my life. Natasha has done this for me. I said, and, like, okay, cool. And then Jason.
And I never even met her.
Exactly.
I know, it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. But like, she needs to understand that her willingness to finally say her dreams out loud, she made that happen.
Yes.
Because she was in the right room next to the right people mm-hmm. with a bunch of love where we're like, how do we get Natasha here? Mm. And so, and then you're there, and like, and then she came up just bawling. She's like, I can't believe this happened.
So beautiful.
And I'm like, you made it happen. And she's like, yeah, but you made it happen. I said, no, you made it happen. It's kind of yeah. like the game where you're, mm-hmm. you hang up, no, you hang up. But at the end of the day, it's like, I got to witness that moment where literally you just walking in the room and hugging someone changed her life. Like, her life is never going to be the same. The trajectory of her life is never going to be the same. And because she was at the mastermind, she got my presence, the words, she got your presence, the words. She's now stronger for the rest of her life. And the weight of life, the weight of her problems, the weight of the things, the doubts that have chained her down have now gotten lighter because she's a stronger person. She was in the right room.
So powerful. Thank you so much for sharing. And you're so right.
Yeah.
Speak it aloud. Go out there and share your dream. Share your why. If you don't ask, you won't receive.
Exactly right.
Whatever ye shall ask for in prayer and believe, ye shall receive. Believe it into existence. Open your eyes to the world and just ask somebody
yep.
what it is that you want. If you want help, you want guidance, go and ask them. DM them. What's the worst they're going to say? Join my wait list.
Yeah.
What's the worst they're going to do? They might not see it.
Yeah.
DM them. It's a numbers game. Go out there. DM them. When I want to work with somebody, when there's a particular guest I want to have on my podcast, do you know how many times I've suddenly hit them up on the yep. DM to have them on sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes 10 times. They don't even know it. So press unsend and send it again.
I love it.
And then one day they're in their request. They're like, oh, fuck. How'd I miss this?
Yep.
I'm like, whatever. We are here.
You're so, here now. That's all that matters.
Like, you have no idea. That was like 1 year of me DMing you. But anyway, yes, you're right. How did you miss that 2 hour window?
So
I stay on it. You got to stay on your dreams. You got to stay on what it is that you want and decide it. And go for it. Greg, it's been a pleasure having you today.
Thank you so much.
I learned so much myself, and I feel like our audience is so touched. Guys, if you've enjoyed this, make sure you share it with a friend.
Yep.
Share the episode with somebody you know today that will be inspired by this. Maybe somebody wants to scale their business, or you're like, you know what? I love that. And you post it, put it up on your Instagram, tag Greg, tag me. The tags are below, at Natasha Graziano, at Greg Kimball. You're going to find us. Tag us if you've enjoyed today's episode. We, because of you, are number 5 often in the charts. We are so grateful to be in the top of the Apple shows for education because of you. And that is how we grow. If you continue to share the show, it means the world to us. And as you share, you shall receive.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in today, you guys. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you so much.